Okay, so get this. Someone sent us these website excerpts, right?
Yeah.
And it's like stumbling onto somebody's digital front porch, you
Oh,
know?
digital front porch. I like
It's
that.
called Nash Central, this website. And at first glance, it's like, okay, a basic welcome to my site kind of deal. But then it gets a little weird.
Yeah, there's a strange tension there. Like, it's trying to be welcoming, but also a little unnerving at the same time.
Exactly. And one of the first things it does, right out in the open, is it displays your IP address. Like, welcome, 66.249.7398. Now, I don't know about you, but most people see a string of numbers like that, and they're like, okay, whatever. But me, I gotta know, why is this personal website showing me this?
It's definitely unusual. Think of it like, leaving a note but putting your fingerprint on it instead of signing your name. Technically anonymous, but still traceable. See, your IP address, it's necessary. Websites need it to send you information, right? But putting it on display like that, not typical.
Yeah.
Especially not for like a personal website.
So it's not some like standard website design thing. It's a choice.
Right. Exactly. It's a deliberate choice. It could be a way for whoever made the site to show off a little bit, like, hey, look what I can do. I can grab your IP address. But it could also be a way to signal something to other tech-savvy folks who might visit the site.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So showing the IP address, that's weird, but kind of cool. But then it gets even weirder because under the IP address, it says using that IP, you appear to be from .pos000 United States.
It's like they tried to pinpoint your location, which, by the way, is something that can be done with IP addresses to a degree, but they hit a wall.
Or maybe that was the point all along.
Like, is that supposed to be reassuring? Because it's definitely not. It just makes the whole thing more mysterious.
Geolocation based on IP addresses can be fuzzy, but this is deliberately vague. It makes you wonder about the intention behind it. Are they holding back on purpose? Or is this a red herring to throw us off the scent?
It's like saying you're from Earth, like, technically true, but not helpful. Not helpful at all. Exactly. And then to top it all off, there's this open-ended invitation at the end. Explore further. Enjoy your stay. Like, what am I getting myself into here?
It's giving me some serious down the rabbit hole vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Like clicking those navigation links is like following a trail of digital breadcrumbs deeper into this Nash Central place.
I'm getting the same feeling. It's like this site wants to be found by a certain type of person, someone who's not afraid of a little mystery, a little digital exploration.
So, what's the takeaway here? Is Nash Central the work of a tech enthusiast just messing around? Some social experiment. We don't have those answers, unfortunately. But what we do have is a perfect example of how the internet, even a simple-looking website, can mess with our heads a little bit. It makes you think about online identity and privacy and how much we're really willing to put out there in the digital world.
I think that's a great point. We often forget that the internet is built on this foundation of anonymity and transparency existing at the same time. It's kind of a paradox.
Totally. And Nash Central seems to be playing with that paradox on purpose. Who built it? And what happens when you click those links and explore further? Well, that's something for you to ponder if you dare. See you next time for another deep dive.